I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is made possible thanks to Black Ballads membership community. To find out how to join our community of professionally ambitious, socially conscious, and culturally curious Black women, visit the link in our show notes. Are tuned in to Black Ballad Presents The Survival Guide, a podcast from your favourite award-winning digital media platform and membership community for Black women in Britain and beyond. Back when I was coming up with ideas for this season, I quickly found that while everyone thinks we need to talk more about sex after childbirth, not many people were willing to go on the record and chat with me about it. We had the amazing women from Black Mums Up Front in our first episode of season 2, but I know that's not enough. The conversation needs to be had precisely because our experiences vary so wildly. But thankfully, there were 3 more women who were willing to get honest on air about their own journeys. This episode will be a little different in format, as I just wanted to let the women speak for themselves. So this is the last you'll hear from me for a little while. But also, as a content warning, in their stories they do discuss things such as sexual assault, body image and disassociation, and the physical trauma of childbirth. So please, please take care as you listen. One thing to also note is that these perspectives are from women in heterosexual marriages. We know that not everyone is married to a man, or married at all. But their observations and experiences are definitely relevant, whether queer, straight, in a relationship, or otherwise.
Hi, my name is Angela. I am 34 years old. I have 3 children who are 12, 10, and 9. And I'm from Southeast London. After my firstborn, it took about, I'd say between 10 to 11 months before I had sex again. With my second born, it was just under a month. And with my last born, I would say somewhere between 2 to 3 years. With my first born, I was just not even nervous, but I just wasn't thinking about sex. I had a third degree internal and external tearing, and that was traumatic just for my first pregnancy or my first experience of delivering a child. I had been stitched up as well, which became infected, and there was just a lot of things going on where sex was the last thing on my mind. And with that healing process, it just seemed so long. It probably didn't take up to 10 months. It probably took about 6 months. But for me, I was just too scared to even go, just think about being intimate and having anything go in there. even bathing, something as simple as bathing or having a shower, was scary already. And I'd always take my time and be extra careful and extra cautious. That was with my first child. When myself and my now ex-husband, when we did end up having sex again after my first child, which was like I said, 10 to 11 months in, I became pregnant immediately. And so with my second child, when she was born, we actually had sex, I'd say, call it a month. And that was because I just felt like, wow, compared to my first one, I had no tearing, I was fine. The healing process was very quick. The after bleed was like a week, if that. We were able to be intimate again with ease. I didn't think about anything. I guess just the excitement of not having to go through the tears and everything like that just made me feel free. But I became pregnant immediately again. So with my last born, it took about 2 to 3 years before we had sex again. This being because I was going through postnatal depression and it was really bad. I just couldn't get my head over being a mum of three and just the responsibility that I now had to face. Being pregnant back to back and many other things, really. So the last thing that was on my mind was pleasing my husband sexually. With my last born, I did have tearing as well. I had a third degree internal tearing, which required minor surgery. And just many other things, like, you know, midwives telling me to be very careful, to have rest, because I had had two children back to back, the likelihood of my womb or my uterus falling out was high, and so I needed to have a lot of rest and sit back. And being an active person, that was already, I just had a lot of concerns and a lot of worries and a lot of health concerns that I picked up during pregnancy. And again, because I had been pregnant back to back with my second and last born, there was just a lot that I needed to understand about myself. So sex was definitely the last thing on my mind. After childbirth and after having three children back to back, I put on a lot of weight, and just because of doing life, just years have gone by and I'm no longer the person I remember myself to be before having children. I feel, for me, being married and being loyal to one person, I didn't have to think too much about my sexuality because I didn't feel I had anything to prove. I guess for me, sex wasn't a priority. It wasn't a priority. I was now a mum, which was, you know, the biggest job in the world. And I couldn't think of anything else out of that. Being a mum was my priority. Being a wife at the time was my priority. And so sex was more of a bonus thing for the relationship. So I didn't think too deep in how childbirth had affected, but it had affected because I now have responsibilities. And by the time I've gone through a typical thing of going through a whole day and just being exhausted, you know, not being able to bunny fingers serve the way I probably used to, never having the energy, just always being tired and wanting to sleep, really. But the relationship with my body in general, things changed. It felt like it changed so quickly, but it was over time. As I'd mentioned before, I had postnatal depression, and that went on for a very long time because I didn't know I had it. Things like becoming not as active, you know, not eating the way I should, many things really, just kind of letting myself go, no retail therapy, limited friends, you know, these were all the things that contributed to my weight gain. And as I started to gain the weight, I started to become more and more insecure, but really felt like I couldn't do much about it because I was always occupied with what I had to do for my family and the service to my family, and I could never see what I would have to do for myself without seeing what I have to do for my family first. And I never looked at looking after myself as a way of looking after my family. The insecurity with my body affected how I saw sex and sex with my husband. And again, that contributed to where I no longer saw the priority. One advice I was given was, it's a woman's duty to give her husband sex whenever he wants it. And so one thing I struggled with was being able to navigate my concerns and my questions to friends and family. Even with like midwives, health professionals, even with my partner, I couldn't navigate questions. I didn't know where to come from because I was already, I guess, feeling oppressed by this advice that I'd been given prior. And it was actually that advice was given to me during my first pregnancy. So I had heard that advice at least 3 or 4 times, and everything was about me serving my husband in the first place. So anything else outside of that, I couldn't think about what I could possibly be asking friends and family to advise me for in preparation to intimacy after childbirth. Although I would have loved to, I would have loved to have access to people that I could speak to openly, especially like how I speak to people now, but it wasn't there. Yeah, I just wish that, yeah, just the experience of really having a community of experienced mothers who could just share experiences.
Hi, my name is Uche Abua. I am 30, about to turn 37, and I have 3 children. And I'm married. My 3 children are 7, 5, and 3, and we live in the UK. When did I start having sex after childbirth? Probably about 6 weeks after, for all the children, I think. I've got 3 children. Definitely for the first, I was scared. So it definitely took the full 6 weeks. Actually, next time around, maybe for the second born, I think 3 weeks later, and then for the third born, maybe a week and a half later. After having babies, I was very disconnected from my body. Like, it took a lot for me to feel anything, really. And that was like sexually towards myself, towards my husband. Sex definitely changed. I was not as interested as before. My body obviously changed shape completely, which my husband loved, and I loved that he loved it, but I just did not feel sexy. I definitely was put off or not as aroused as I was before having kids. I definitely was not prepared for those changes. No one ever spoke to me about what it would be like, even before childbirth, what sex would be like, and, you know, definitely never spoke to me about what sex was going to be like after childbirth, which really, looking back now, I feel a bit sad about it, because a lot of hurt and pain and uncertainty could have been avoided if I just had a heads up, you know, hey, this is going to happen and you might feel like this after a while, you know, something that I could have somehow prepared mentally, spiritually for, you know, that I still feel sad about that. I really wished that I knew my body more before having kids. I wish that, I mean, I came from a church background where, you know, it was a sin to go anywhere, your private parts. Well, I know better now, that you should know your body more than anybody. So I really wish that I regret that I never explored myself sexually before being married, because then at least I would have known how to communicate what I liked better towards my husband, before and after childbirth. So I'm basically learning myself from scratch now. And I think having babies and going through that horrible downtime of, you know, not being able to sexually connect with myself or my husband, like, I really wish that I had been educated about how to, like, enjoy myself by myself before, you know, adding my husband into the equation, having, you know, knowing how to pleasure myself better than I do now. I'm still learning. My husband is like the most vocal person and has actually been the savior for me, because he's always been very vocal about how sex was before and how sex is now. And he's been very, very extremely patient with the whole situation, because I know for some couples, you know, there hasn't been that patience, and, you know, there has been infidelity just because of the frustrations. I totally get both sides, you know. So I'm very, very, very happy and blessed that my husband has communicated, you know, everything that happened before, during and after childbirth, which has given me the kick up the backside, basically, to check myself for myself, not just for him, because he wants me to experience pleasure too. So yes, he's been very, very vocal about everything.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So my name is Jamelia, I'm 33. I am a wife and mother of 2 kids. My daughter is 5, my son is 18 months old. I'm planning for a third, but who knows? Because I could be reevaluating my whole life choices at this point. But yeah, so I've been through two pregnancies and 2 C-sections. During the first pregnancy, it was quite an easy pregnancy, to be honest. I didn't feel sick. I was barely nauseous. I was running around working like I wasn't pregnant. And so I think because I wasn't
going through anything that was taking me out of myself for the most part. I feel like my attitude was normal. Like we were just having sex the same amount as we were prior to getting pregnant. With my second pregnancy, my son was just different in my body. I feel like I felt every pain and had every symptom. I was constantly on the internet like, is this normal? Am I supposed to be going through this? Like, I think that made me feel different about my body because it was just not responding to me how I was used to. And so I think it changed my perception of myself. And so I often was like just not in the mood and really irritable. And so I think that impacted how much I wanted to, because more time I just couldn't be bothered. Because I had a C-section, I wasn't expecting sex to be different when we started again. Like I thought, you know, I didn't have a vaginal birth, so nothing should really be impacted. That was a lie. The first time we tried after, and I think it was probably about maybe 15 weeks, I felt like, oh, let me try, let's see. It was horrible. It was worse than losing my virginity. It was so painful. And I remember just being completely confused as to why he was hitting a brick wall. It was like it just wouldn't go in. And I was like, I can't do this. Like it hurts. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why. Obviously, you're the same size you was like yesterday and last year, but this is not working no more. But it was really distressing. I think I felt a pressure to just be back to normal. And I think in all senses of the word, like lose the fat and be up and down and having everything together and sex life back to normal. And when it didn't go like that, I think I was like pretty devastated. Not because I was missing it, because I wasn't really thinking about it. I was up doing night feeds and trying to keep this little 4-pound baby alive. But yeah, it knocked my confidence a lot. And because it didn't work, I didn't want to try it for a long time. Because the pain, it was quite traumatizing. And I remember getting lots of advice and being on Mum's Net and like just asking people, when he had a C-section, like how long after did sex go back to normal? And people talking about this pain and just saying, I'll just push past it. If you just push past it, after a few minutes, it'll be okay. And I was like, this sounds like torture. I don't know about this. And then other people that didn't have any pain at all. And it was just like, oh, you know, we was having sex 2 weeks after and I feel great. So just this range of opinions and experiences and not knowing where you fit in. And I think, especially with the first baby, I just lost my whole identity. And my husband will probably say I was not attentive to his needs at all for maybe a year and a half. Like, I was just like, you're an adult, you can sort yourself out. I'm gonna just focus on keeping this baby alive. And maybe eating some of the time, and we'll figure it out as we go through. So yeah, it took a long time. I think it strained us quite a bit because I don't think I knew how to articulate what I was feeling, and I was so exhausted. Lack of sleep will just mash you up mentally anyway. So yeah, there was so much we were going through, other external issues. That was just pressure, his work, family issues. Like, it was a lot of things. And so sex was way down on my list of things to do. And I felt like every time it got brought up, I was just like, oh, just, I don't care, innit? It's like, I don't care. Like, just love me and just, it's fine. One day, it will be okay. So, yeah, it was difficult. I think for him, sex was a really important part of regaining connection. And for me, it wasn't. It was like that will be the bonus prize of our connection. We need to find connection before we do that. We were looking at it from different angles, but I was feeling the pressure that I needed to somehow get my body to respond in a way that would let this thing happen, and then I can stop having this conversation about why it's so difficult. And we tried lots of times, and it wasn't until later, like years later, when I'm pregnant with my son and I go through counselling. So trigger warning, people. So I was going through sexual assault counselling for an incident that happened when I was very young, 16, that I realised that actually the whole experience of having a C-section had triggered my trauma. And so my body was responding like I had come out of sexual assault again. And that's why I was facing this blockage. I had no context for that at the time. And so it just felt broken. I remember crying about it. Like, we would be trying to have sex and I would just end up in tears, like just devastated. Like, you want something from me, I can't give it to you. This has never happened before. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know when it's going to get better. I can't give you a date and a time. Like, there was so much uncertainty around it. So I think, yeah, it was hard. It was really hard for both of us, for different reasons. My counsellor, and I was so grateful because I got a black female counsellor, and she was awesome. And we were just talking about my sexual experiences, just like before and after. I was telling her about this difficulty I was having and how my body was responding after childbirth. And she was really asking me like how I felt about the C-section. It was an emergency C-section. And I've had two, and I will definitely talk about how the second one was much better. Just so we have balance. But when I went through it, even just getting the anaesthetist putting the stuff in my spine, it was a student and they kept missing the spot. And so they were just poking me in my spine in the wrong place. And I was screaming. And my husband said he was outside at this point because they hadn't let him in yet. He could just hear me, like, in ridiculous amounts of pain. So I think first it was the pain, and then it was the lying naked on this bed with all these lights on and people just inside my body, like moving things around and not having any ownership over that. And I think I really disassociated in the same way that I did during the assault. Like, I put my brain somewhere else so that I wouldn't have to focus on what was happening. But it felt like a violation, and it felt like I was not in control. So, yeah, the whole experience triggered me in a way that I didn't understand until talking about it in therapy. And when I was talking about it in therapy, I was actually pregnant for the second time. And I was really anxious about this pregnancy because of my experience the first time and worrying about the baby's safety and whether I'd be able to do vaginal birth, like all of these issues. But talking about it through therapy was amazing because I ended up doing a lot of research and being able to talk to some midwives about the trauma that I experienced. And they gave me a game plan of like how to deal with it, who to talk to in my team. Because I was like, I don't want to be talking to every midwife that I see and having to rehash my experience and why it's like traumatic. So yeah, we had an action plan. I felt much more in control. I spoke to people about the C-section experience, like what I wanted to happen, what music I wanted to play, how I wanted to be treated. I was like, I want people to tell me what is going to happen before it happens, so I don't just feel like I don't know what's happening to my body. So it was about concern, it was about being heard, about being respected. And I actually went into labour normally for my son's birth. but he was in distress, and so they made the decision to do an emergency C-section again. But I had a whole black female team, and I was so grateful. I was like, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Like, the name of the midwife who was looking after me was the same name as my best friend, and she was just on my side the whole way through. It was just a much more beautiful experience the second time. But yeah, I had no idea. Prior to doing all of that therapy, I had no idea that that was a thing that was causing me so much pain. So yeah, it was better. And yeah, like, in terms of sex, definitely better, different in the sense that because I was exploring lots of things in counselling still, it was a whole journey of wanting to learn more what I wanted and communicating better, being more vocal about what felt great and what didn't, and just even outside of being in the bedroom, just like in general conversation, having like debriefs, and both ways though as well, not just like for my pleasure, but for the pleasure of both of us. And I think that drastically improved our connection. I don't feel like we were distanced for as long as we was the first time.
I hope this episode has let you know that above all else, whatever you might be going through, it's not just you. If anything you've heard in this episode has triggered you, please do not keep it inside. Speak to someone you trust, whether friend, family member, or a healthcare professional like your GP. Therapy and counselling are also good ways to work through past traumas and current struggles. So visit our show notes for links to different counselling services. Thanks for rocking with us for another episode. Please do not forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast with everyone you know. This has been a Black Bella production, and the theme music is by Darrell Banks.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.